difference between the work you guys did in OTAs and the work you'll do this week?
Maybe a little more intense. Guys, a little longer practice, a little more intense, kind of starting to expand things a little bit and get a little more complicated and those different things, and really get into a game planning mode and really understanding what we're trying to do as an offense.
Well, how intense is the receiving competition?
It's very intense. I mean, we're out there every day competing and knowing that we got to get out there and get open and make plays and that's our job, and we're all pulling for each other and at the same time out there competing and trying to win every time we're out there running around.
Wes, do you have the true intensity even without pads? Is it you're able to, get into the flow of the offense even without putting on the pants?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially as a receiver and everything else, being able to run sharp routes and get open and run our routes at the right depth and make the right reads and try and make some plays out there.
It's strange to look around and see two high-profile guys like Gonzalez and Ocho Cinco already get cut. I mean, you talked about that competition, but it's already claimed two big-name players.
I mean, I think we got a lot of big name players and a lot of guys who come out there and compete hard and play hard and it's great competition out there at receiver position. All the guys pulling together and going out there and competing hard and trying to get ready for the season.
What did you think of Gronkowski's contract?
I thought it was a great deal. You need a guy like that around here for a long time, and he's such a great player for us. And having him around for a while is a great deal for us and our organization. So I'm very happy for him.
From your perspective, is it good to see another guy get a deal done, or is it kind of hurtful to see another deal get done when you want one of your own?
No, not at all. I'm always pulling for the players, and especially a guy like Gronk, who does such a great job for us and works so hard and deserves every bit of that contract.
Do you also feel, Wes, that eventually your deal will get done, that it's just a matter of time, everybody gets their deal? When you see Gronk get his deal, your deal is going to come eventually?
I'm not worried about that at all. Right now I'm here and I'm happy and I'm just here to try and help our team win here in 2012.
Any progress for us?
I think I've said everything I need to say as far as, anything about my contract, and I'm just looking forward to the season and trying to help the team get better.
You expect it to be a deal by sometime before training camp?
I don't really expect anything. I expect for me to go out there and do my job to the best of my ability.
Are you looking forward to your wedding?
I am. I'm very much looking forward to it. Get these last 2 days, have some really good days of practice, and then I can train and turn my focus towards that for a week or so.
Is Brady your best man?
He's pretty close. He's up there, but no, he's not the best man.
Thanks, Wes.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.